It's 9:10, and if you're doing some last-minute Christmas shopping for someone you know is into gardening, well, we have some tips now for grabbing a gift for the gardener in your life with WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Kind of figure you'd be idea central on this, Mike.
I think I am this year, because I've been seeing a new plant around for sale at Christmas time, at least one I haven't seen a lot of in the past, and that's the Christmas rose, which is, it's not red, it's not a rose, and it doesn't exactly bloom on Christmas, unless it's the old pre-Gregorian Christmas on January 6th, but it's a very beautiful plant. I see them for sale and bloom at all the upscale supermarkets and garden centers. And after the season, this is a plant that can go outdoors, will become perennial. Now, get this. It blooms very early in the season, almost always during the winter. It blooms in shade, and deer and evil squirrels won't touch it because it's toxic.
But it's not actually a rose, you say?
No, early botanists confused this plant with the wild rose, so they called it the blank rose, the Christmas rose, or the Lenten rose, depending on what time of year the blooms typically appeared.
Well, that's neat. And what about gardening tools, things like that? Are those good gifts?
Risky. If you're going to do it, you better know what they need and what they don't have. Although everyone always needs a new pair of high-end pruners, real good quality pruners. Not the dollar store, Bruce. We're talking good quality, expensive pruners. And if you're going to do that, pair that with a pair of baseball batting gloves. That's the absolute best hand protection you can use when you're out pruning in the spring.
Of course, we won't get to use them for a few months, but still, it makes a nice gift.
It always makes a nice gift, and make sure they're a bright color so they can find them in the spring, and then when they put them down absent-mindedly in a garden bed like some people I know, really bright color. Maybe put a clapper on them, too.
Now you're talking. Thanks for the ideas, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike McGrath is our garden editor and our Friday Yard Warrior.